Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. And on today's show, this is going to be very special. We're going to deal with songs that deal with sugar. And we're starting off with a group called Ugetsu. This is from their live album At the Cellar. And the track we're going to hear is called Back at the Sugar Shack.
Thank you.
Starting off the show today, that was Back at the Sugar Shack, live at the Cellar. And the group that I played was called Ugetsu. And now we're going to go quite a ways back in time and listen to vocalist Billy Eckstein. And this is from the Verve Jazz Masters series, volume 22. And we're going to hear his version of I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
Salt Lake City haunts me. How that city taunts me. Night and day I find Salt Lake City on my mind. I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. Oh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down here in New Orleans and never gone nowhere. A man with sweet talk from Kansas City, his words were sweet like wine. He gave her pretty diamonds and limousines and stole that gal of mine. When night comes creeping for me, there's no sleeping. What she sows, she'll be reaping. For she solitude with the Salt Lake City blues. She left me deep, deep in my solitude with the Salt Lake City Blues.
Blues. Sweetness
That was music from Grace Knight, recorded live, and her version of I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. This song is mostly associated with Nina Simone. I do have a version by Nina, but I wanted to play Grace Knight's version today. It was a nice arrangement, recorded live, and it suits the spirit of the show today. Before that, Billy Eckstine with I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City. And now we're going to listen to a vocalist who was on the scene for quite a number of years, way back in the 50s, throughout the 60s. Her name is Ruth Brown, and we're going to listen to a track from Ruth, and this is simply called Brown Sugar.
Thank you. chicks in layman's terms, but there isn't a laid man around. In fact, in this part of the jungle, there's no man nor boy to be found. 100% feminine, no manly sights or sounds. But one day something caught my ear. My eardrum went numb and it was clear. The sound had me mesmerized, drew me near, and I had to get closer so I could hear.
The hotter he trot, the rhythm was a trap, and he got caught. Oh man, what a trap, trapped as trap can be. This percussionist dream girl sure knew how to catch me. I dig that lady, my Amazon baby. She's a girl. Sugar pop.
Lots of fun with that last number. That was a song called Amazon Sugar Pie, and that was by the a group known as, let's see if I can get the name straight here without screwing it up, James B. and the Royal Jelly Orchestra. There, I got it. And just before that, Ruth Brown. She wasn't on that particular track, but that was Ruth Brown's band, and they were really cooking on that number called Brown Sugar. Duke Ellington is up next. with a track from 30s, 40s, thereabouts, when he was recorded for with the Variety label. He was also recording with Vocalion and the OK label as well. So we're going to listen to a track from Duke, and this one is called Sugar Hill Shim Sham.
If you think you know radio, stick around and give us a try. Your ears won't believe what they're hearing. This is CHO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Need to promote your business? Got an upcoming event? Just dropped your new single? At CHUO, there are so many amazing ways to advertise. All you need to do is send an email to advertising@chuo.fm with advertising in the subject line, and we'll get back to you right away. Advertise now on the top station in the nation at CHUO 89.1 FM.
That was music from the Claude Bowling Big Band, and we just heard a track entitled Sugar Hill Penthouse, and just before that, Duke Ellington with Sugar Hill Shim Sham. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. Now, here's some music from Omar, and this is from Omar's album entitled Opal Fire, and we're going to hear a track entitled Sugar Coated Love.
Thank you.
Now, there's a musician that was heavily influenced by Miles Davis. That was the Magnus Brew Quartet, and we heard a track called Sugar Promise. And just before that, we listened to Omar, and a great track. I really enjoyed that one. A bit jazz, a bit new age, a mixture of fine melodies, too. And we heard a track from that album, and it was entitled Sugar-Coated Love. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and now we're going to hear a selection called Sugar. Now, this goes way, way back, but we're going to listen to a version from Kenny DeVern and his Jazzmen, and this is from Kenny's album East Side, West Side. Thank you.
is jealous of me, 'cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat, baby, that's she. So I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea. Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, for I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar. Take my sugar to tea.
The great Nat King Cole with a track entitled When I Take My Sugar to Tea. And just before that, we heard Sugar, and that was from Kenny DeVerne. We're going to continue now with some music from Teddy Wilson. This is one of Stephanie's favorite. I think it's Stephanie's favorite pianist of all time. This is Teddy Wilson, and we're going to listen to a track from him called Sugar Plum. Music from sax man Stanley Turrentine and a track entitled Sugar. It's not the same version as I played before. This is something that Stanley Turrentine recorded for the CTI label many, many years ago. We're going to listen now to another oldie but goodie going way, way back. And this is from the complete Blue Note sessions of Art Hodes. And we're going to listen to a track entitled Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you. to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Ladies First is a one-hour live show from 5 to 6 on Thursday that celebrates women in music and the arts. The groove is upbeat, styling, and now, and from time to time, Ladies First dials in with some help from amazing guests. For information about the show, visit CHO.fm on our guide, click on Ladies First. Ladies First, every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Was Ted DeBlasio from an album called Sitting In with the Dennis DeBlasio Quartet, and a great track called Sugar Buzz. And before that, from Art Hodes, going back way, way back to the Blue Note sessions that he did many, many decades ago, we heard Sugarfoot Stomp. You're listening to In Transition, and on today's show, I'm featuring songs that deal with sugar. And we're going to continue with another one. This is called CNH Sugar. And this is from pianist Hampton Hawes from his album Northern Windows Plus. The way from Japan, that was the Yamamoto Tsuyoshi Trio, and that was the title track from their album Midnight Blue. That came out many years ago, and I picked it up on vinyl, and I think it was a Japanese import at the time, but a very bluesy number, very interesting. And before that, from Hampton Hawes, we heard a track entitled C&H Sugar. We're going to continue with the sugar theme. And this time, Dizzy Gillespie with a track called Sugar Hips. We have time for just one more track, so we're going to listen to Lamont Johnson from his album Burned by the Passion, and this one is called Sugar Hill Too Hip. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
That wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week for some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.